Last month, Lieutenant Governor Sean Tsutsui said he was considering resigning to run for Maui mayor. Now, if that happens, how Hawaii's power structure could be rearranged is today's reality check with CivilBeat.org reporter Chad Blair. Hey there, Chad.
Back again. Thanks.
Back again. And looking at something that, on one hand, you think about, okay, a man's got to look after his political career.
Sure.
But on the other hand, too, it could have ramifications that could rearrange how the power structure is created.
Right. And big time, too. This is all the talk at the state capitol, as if they don't have enough to talk about down there with all the bills and appropriations. But in a nutshell, if Tsutsui does step down, and presumably he would do that after session this year, well, that means the line of succession, according to the law, is to Senate President Ron Kochi. He has indicated that he's not particularly interested in being lieutenant governor, although he told me, you know, you never know, never say never. But if for some reason he declines that, guess who's next in line? That's Joe Suki, the House Speaker. And so there's all this speculation. If that happens, well, then you're going to have a new House Speaker. Well, who's that going to be? Well, maybe Scott Sike. He's the current majority leader. Maybe Sylvia Luke, the finance chair, although she doesn't seem particularly interested in wanting to move from her already powerful perch. So it's like a domino effect, a ripple effect. If he decides, Chan Tsutsui, to jump, boy, this could really have profound repercussions at the legislature.
Now, I mean, without being unkind, the lieutenant governor is sort of the governor's understudy. I mean, there's not a lot there that the lieutenant governor is made to do all the time, where it's really high profile. And perhaps, as we talked about a moment ago, you know, the lieutenant governor now is looking after his political career and where he wants to go. And for some people, it's been the stepping stone being the LG. But at this point, is there any indication that Joe Suki would really be interested in this? I mean, certainly there would be a bump in pay.
There would. In fact, it's twice the salary. It's amazing because the House Speaker is a pretty busy job. It only makes around, I think by next year, it'll be at $70,000. But for the lieutenant governor, it's about $154,000. This is when the next salary steps kick in for next year. So, yeah, there would be that. He did not tell us whether he was thinking about doing that. He did dispel any rumors that he was seeking what's known as a high three, a pension bump. It's a little complicated, but in a nutshell, if he had taken the LG job, maybe his pension would increase. He's saying, no, that's not the case. I'm already getting a pension. That wouldn't be affected. So, but he is not saying yes or no in terms of whether he wants to jump. Remember, he's also from Maui, just like Chan Tsutsui. Ron Kochi from Kauai, by the way. A lot of neighbor islanders in power these days.
And we may see that power begin to shift in other ways, too, because there are other lawmakers who are clearly looking at 2018 and thinking, do they want to stay in the House? Do they want to jump to the Senate? Do they want to go into, potentially make a run for Congress?
Right. And there's all sorts of names that I've shamelessly dropped in my article, which is up on the site today. But they're ones you would think. Josh Green, the state senator, has all but filed to run for lieutenant governor. But it's probably going to be a crowded field. Any number of people could jump in because it's going to be an open seat if Tsutsui doesn't run and if Suki decides I'll be LG for a year and that's it. So you're going to see a lot of changes, again, with the caveat that none of this has actually happened yet and things could change. But it certainly is all the talk at the Capitol.
Oh, wait a month. We'll have more to talk about.
I'm sure we will.
Take care, Chad. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Beth.
Every day we bring you a reality check from CivilBeat.org, today featuring reporter Chad Blair.